Hi, welcome back to Leader Feeder. I'm Suzanne, the marketing coordinator for Unique Training and Development. And Leader Feeder is all about helping leaders in manufacturing companies learn, grow, gain skills, and have better performing teams. So I get to sit down with Kirk, our general manager. Hi,
Hello.
Kirk.
Hi, Suze. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
First of all, I wanted to start off by giving some props to our team here for Leader Feeders, because we got recognized by Million Podcasts as the top, we are in the top 100 manufacturing podcasts.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, for Leader Feeder.
Little accomplishment there.
So way to go, team. We've also been—
Our little podcast.
Exactly. I've also been recognized as a top 70 operational management podcast as well, which is super cool.
I kind of laugh because I think, are there 70 operational podcasts out there? Like, are we that, you know, are we, I kind of think of us as a bit niche, but I mean, it's still good that we're in the top 70. So that's great.
It's funny you say that because if any of our listeners are curious about these lists, it is on our website. You can go to uniquedevelopment.com, scroll to the bottom. You'll see the Leader Feeder podcast button and you'll see the two lists that I've highlighted on there. You can go take a look. And I think it's really interesting and really cool. Now, I know you and I can't take a lot.
All the credit,
Or all. You know, we can take most.
We'll take
like
80%.
But yes, as you know, this is our 357th
episode.
Episode, we've done a few. Well, not just us, but Greg, right? So, I mean, it's a big library. If anybody's interested in looking back through our Leader Feeders,
we have archives.
A big library. Greg did an awesome job back in the day, you know.
Yeah, for sure. The good old days.
So our topic today is creating a sense of urgency. So why do you think fostering urgency is so important, especially with today's like market demands?
So I think urgency is important for a couple reasons. I think one is that it helps us remain efficient, right? It helps us remain efficient. It helps with our problem-solving effectiveness, because if you have a problem and there's no sense of urgency behind solving the problem, then you're missing out on lost revenue. You're missing out on, you know, keeping the team moving. You're missing out on a number of things. So I think there's a sense of when you have a sense of urgency on the team, problems get resolved quicker. Your efficiency, you focus on making sure that you are an efficient operation, that you're an efficient team. And so that's why I think it's important, you know. And the other part, of course, is just meeting customer demands, right? We all have a, I think we all have sort of an ideal idea of what the standard timeline would look like for every process we do, right? I mean, we have clients who come to us and say, yeah, we'd like to get some leadership training. And we go, cool, you know, when would you like that to start? And they're like, oh, 3 weeks from now. And we're like, oh, okay, that's soon, right? Because we know we have to work on our workbook and our slides and making sure the activities make sense and making sure that, even more importantly, that the training that you are looking for, first of all, we can deliver it and that it aligns with the organizational objectives. So when you say, oh, 3 weeks, that's not always a lot of time depending on the project. And so that urgency, that sense of urgency on the team is what can allow us to meet some of those customer demands when, you know, our dream time frame might be 6 weeks or 8 weeks or whatever, you know, we're able to do something in a shorter time frame. So when it's a competitive market like that, which in a lot of industries, especially in manufacturing, it is a competitive market. When that's the case, your ability to meet customer demands with a shorter timeline and doing so efficiently is a competitive edge. And so that's why urgency is important.
Okay, so understand, but in this day and age of where like burnout is such a big prominent thing, like isn't creating a sense of urgency maybe the wrong thing to do? Doesn't it lead to like more exhausted teams and employees if we're trying to constantly get people to do things faster?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I think there's a slight difference between urgency and, you know, urgency in the sense of like we just always have to be working like madmen and just as fast as we possibly can no matter what. There's a difference, I think, between that and between a sense of urgency that's sort of creating a forward momentum that keeps us chugging along, that keeps us accomplishing and achieving together. So I think of urgency not so much as pushing the team to burnout. I think of urgency as making sure that we still get work done well, that we get work done right, that we treat our people right on our teams, but making sure that, you know, is, let me put it this way. You know, you often hear in you know, in the working world, like the amount of time it takes to do something is the amount of time you're given to do it. Meaning that if I ask you to work on something and I give you 3 weeks to meet the deadline, you say, yeah, I could do that. But also likely if I said, do you think you could do that in a week? You might have also said, yeah, I'll get it done. So we tend to let the time it takes to do something stretch out to the time we're given. And so I think that's where urgency comes in, going, can we push some timelines up a bit within what's reasonable in order to still get the work done, you know, keep customer demand, or rather meet customer demand. So I think you're right. It can lead to burnout if it's sort of abused, if it's always urgency, always panic, always, you know, stress. But I think urgency can be more about how do we create a forward momentum so that the team feels like we are accomplishing, that we're having, that we have achievements, that we meet deadlines, and that we challenge ourselves as well. That's the other part about urgency, right? Is that it creates, it allows us rather to sort of challenge ourselves. Let's meet this deadline. Let's see if we can do it. And that can create a really good sense of morale, both sort of individually, but also as a team. Because a team that isn't challenged or pushed at all tends to kind of atrophy or start to suffer from inertia, that lack of movement. We're just kind of plodding along. Maybe we're getting some stuff done. Maybe we're ticking some boxes, but it doesn't really feel like we're doing much. Or we haven't improved in a long time. We haven't seen any new gains or new goals met in a long time. So urgency, that sense of urgency is what allows us to keep pushing the team forward and create a sense of achievement, sense of accomplishment. Another comment I might have on that is that I would say the pace of change in manufacturing, in industry, is probably faster than it's ever been. Whether you're speaking specifically to just the ability to create things quickly, to manufacture things quickly, or the ability to, the requirement rather, to meet customer demands quickly. I think that's becoming a bigger factor than perhaps it used to be, although I think within manufacturing, that's always been a significant component to be aware of, right? But because that pace of change is so fast, your organization won't be able to remain competitive if you're not adaptable and if you can't change quickly. So urgency is that part that keeps you going. It's not about pushing someone to burnout. It's about us being able to keep up with demand. It's about us being able to keep up with the changing market conditions, with technology, right? With just the pace of change in general.
That makes sense. Yeah absolutely. Yeah. Okay, well, that's great. So say for our listeners wanting to, you know, like you said, keep up with demand and mm-hmm. these things. What is a strategy that a frontline leader could implement to create more of a sense of urgency for their team?
So the first one, and hopefully through these couple of tips that we're going to share, you'll see that creating urgency in this way doesn't lead to burnout. And it's not about burnout. It's about urgency, that forward momentum, right?
Right.
And achieving and accomplishing as a team. So first one, explain why. When you're asking someone to do something, or you're asking to move up a timeline, or you're asking something to be done faster than normal, explaining why is an important component. No person, I don't care if they're a 5-year-old child, I don't care if they're an adult, I don't care what they are, no one likes to be told, because I said so. Well, why do we have to up the deadline by a week? Because I said so. That is a terrible thing to hear. That's frustrating, right? And so I think when things are explained to us with logical reasons, or the reasons that can be provided to us at that time, hey, the deadline, the client is asking for this material even sooner than we expected. And so we're looking to move the timeline up. What timeline do you think you can meet? Can you meet next Friday, right? I think that explaining why helps the people that are being asked to do this job more quickly than they had previously thought. It helps them feel in on it, and it shows respect. So my first thing is simply explaining why. Take the time to, when you make a request or when you ask your team to do something, just simply explain the why behind the request. That's my first piece.
Yeah. That's great stuff. So we're explaining why, and then how do you get the team to accomplish this in more time? So you have the why, people are like, okay, but then like how do you gauge as the leader if it's even possible to that end, and like, and whether the expectations for increasing output, the time frame,
there we go,
are reasonable. That's a word I'm looking for. You are expecting a time frame that's acceptable.
So I think there's a couple of components here. I think the first one is look to your high performers on your team, right? Look to those ones, your fastest or your best workers, your high performers, and see what they're capable of doing. Because if they're capable of doing something at twice the speed of your low performers, then clearly there's a gap there. And what can we do to narrow that gap? What can we do to bring these lower performers closer to where those higher performers are?
Okay.
Because at least if there's people doing it, you know it's possible, right? Versus going, well, is this even a realistic expectation? Well, if Sandra can meet that target, I have to believe that everybody with some coaching, right? And some development could probably reach that level as well, or at least can go higher than where they currently are, right? So I think that's the first part. Look to your fastest, your best, your highest performing workers. The second thing is, I think you want to create a feedback loop, because I'm only going to know if I'm pushing you too hard if I ask you and if you can tell me.
If you feel comfortable I'm
really trying to meet that deadline. I'm really trying to get the work done, but you're really pushing us. This is really hard. And so when you start by explaining why, when you give the request, hey, we need to move that deadline up by a week. I know that seems like a lot. Do you think you can manage it? Do you think we can do it? Yeah, I think we can do it. Okay, great. I wouldn't just leave it then till the end of that next week and go, okay, do we meet the deadline? Is it, you know, it's 7 minutes away. Here we go. Or it's an hour away. We got to ship that product out. Instead, 2 or 3 days in, I'd say, hey, I know we moved up the timeline. How are things looking so far? How's everyone feeling? What's the general consensus? Are we going to meet this timeline? So that, first of all, you're able to mitigate any delays that you hopefully were going to avoid. If you have to deal with any of those, you can mitigate them.
Right.
But I think also that way you're gauging with the team what their feeling is. If they're sitting there being like, you got to be kidding me. You know, I know we said we could do this, but this is almost impossible. You know that. And you know that not just for this project, but you know it for next time, kind of what they're capable of.
Yeah.
And you also might know, well, what is it that's not allowing them to meet that target? Is it just completely unrealistic?
Right.
Are there barriers or obstacles that I as the leader can help remove to make their job easier? Or to help them meet that deadline. If I don't touch base, if I don't ask for feedback, and I don't create that open communication loop, I'm not going to find out. All I'm going to know is they either met the deadline or they didn't meet the deadline. But I'm not going to know how they felt reaching it. I'm not going to know if this was a one-off where I basically pushed them to burnout and now we're not going to do it again. Or, you know, whether they actually go, God, that felt really good to work a bit harder and to really meet that short deadline. God, it felt nice to do that. That open communication loop is going to be what allows you to know, you know, all of the details that you'd want to know about, hey, I pushed them a little bit harder this time. I asked them for a tighter deadline. And basically, how did that go?
Right.
So,
okay,
I would say,
that's great. Yeah. So feeding off of that like feedback loop, say, like you said, in your scenario, this person is overwhelmed. They can't do it as that fast a time.
Yeah.
What kind of technique would you suggest to a leader who gets feedback from their team and they say, no, we just can't do it? What's a technique that a leader can do to make sure that the team is able to, you know, do the steps the same as maybe the fastest person on the team?
Two things. One, I'd say break it into smaller steps, right? So find out what parts are causing the biggest issue or the biggest delay or the biggest slowdown and work towards closing the gap on those. And that's the other thing. Focus on the gains, not the gaps. What that means, it's a phrase that we use a lot in our training. I know you've heard it a lot, but focus on the gains, not the gaps means instead of going, you know, Sandra's here and Jim is here. Let's just focus on how far behind he is. Instead, let's go, well, okay, yeah, Jim's here, but he used to be here, right? And before that, he was here. So instead of being kind of upset, annoyed, angry, grumpy that he's not where Sandra is and that's where we're trying to get him, instead focus on how far he's come before, celebrate that success, and then say, how do we continue to move you up a little bit at a time? So the two pieces, again, don't just focus on where he needs to go, focus on where he's already come from, because that can also motivate him. He might feel a little bit like disparaged, right? Oh my gosh, no matter how hard I work, like they just focus on what I'm missing, what I'm not doing. You know, a lot of us remember or know of either our parents did it to us, or maybe you had a friend's parents who did it, where you come home with, you know, an 85 on the test and it's the best mark you've ever gotten and you're so proud of yourself, and only to have a parent say, where's the other 15%? It's like, that's not generally motivating, because it makes you go, God, even when I work hard, it's still not enough. Instead of going, you know, instead saying 85%, man, that's fantastic. That's awesome. What did you do well? What did you do that made you do so well this time? What did you do differently this time to help you do that? Because amplifying those skills or behaviors are going to help you do even better next time. And the same thing applies in leadership. So going to our staff and saying, hey, when we did the best we ever did, what allowed us to do that? So what can we continue to amplify from a positive perspective rather than, come on, we got to meet this deadline. Come on, you know, got to work harder, work harder. Right. Providing them with that motivation, I think, and that empowerment is really more powerful than simply reminding them that you're not going to meet this deadline. You're not good enough. You're not fast enough. So I would say focus on the gains, focus on where we've come from, rather than being negative about the gaps. And that will help motivate us to push us to meet that standard we want to meet and break it into smaller steps. So, okay, what's going to help us get to here? Okay, and then what'll get us to here? And then what'll get us to here? And oh, what do you know? Now we're closer to where Sandra is. And that's where we want it to be, where that higher top performer is.
Awesome. Great. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Kirk. That's awesome. You're welcome. Listeners got three great strategies, I think, to help get their teams. What do you call it? The momentum?
Yeah, moving, building forward momentum.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. So thank you so much. And thank you to our listeners for joining us today on Leader Feeder. I hope you have a wonderful day and happy leading.